could be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. Steven Gerrard takes charge of his first game at Ibrox tonight. Dedryck Boyata could help Belgium reach a World Cup semi-final later, and the Edinburgh clubs continue their transfer business with Hearts and Hibs making moves in the transfer window today. I'm Andrew McLean, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by Hugh Keevans.
You wouldn't open your curtains if an English League Two side were playing in your back garden, but Andrew, tonight symbolises the dawn of the Gerrard era at Ibrox. 40,000 plus will go to praise Stephen, not to bury him. Did you hear what I did there?
I like that.
Who else could put Shakespeare into 5 grand fan? Go on, follow that.
Hugh Keevans, our very own poet here at Super Scoreboard. And of course, there's the chance for you to grab yourself £5,000 as usual in time for the new season kicking off. Every weeknight from 6 until 7, that's your chance to come on air and answer as many sporting general knowledge questions as you can inside 30 seconds. The aim of the game, as always, is to get yourself on that leaderboard before we head into finals week. That's starting in just over 2 weeks' time. To do that, you must get a score of at least 6. And 7 will get you joint top. There's 3 sitting there at the moment: David McGill from East Kilbride, Stuart Buchanan from Stirling, and Terry McCutcheon from Barrhead. But if you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com, where you can find all the information and instructions you need to register. Or if social media is your thing, head to @ClydeSSB on Twitter, go to our pinned tweet, and you can enter there. We're getting close to Fergie time, Hugh. Not long left for people to enter.
3 weeks tonight, the final. There's been some excitement so far. Let's see if there is a 7 out there for us.
Well, I'm confident. I'm confident we're going to get a good score tonight. I've got a feeling. But before we get to that, let's get into the football. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, Rangers have their second pre-season friendly tonight. They host English League Two side Bury at Ibrox. It'll be Steven Gerrard's first taste of his home stadium, and it's set to be busy. As you said, Hugh, 40,000 tickets plus have been sold already. If you're heading to the game tonight, or you want to talk about anything else, give us a call, 0141 951 1025. You can tweet us at ClydeSSB as well. Hugh, there's been a lot of hype around Steven Gerrard, but the fans will finally get their first glimpse at the Steven Gerrard era tonight.
Well, the size of the crowd tells you how excited the Rangers supporters have become since Steven Gerrard was appointed manager. I do stand by what I said, that I think Celtic will get a proper challenge next season. They have had Rangers as their plaything for 2 years under Mark Warburton, Pedro Caixinha, Graham Murty. Brendan Rodgers has not lost a game against Rangers. He's had fives, fours, threes. He has utterly dominated Rangers. But I think, and I do factor in the lack of managerial experience where Steven Gerrard is concerned, I do think, Andrew, we are about to have the most competitive season since Walter Smith was Rangers manager.
What is it about Steven Gerrard that you've seen so far that makes you think he'll be different from Mark Warburton, from Pedro Caixinha, from Graham Murty?
I think simply professionalism. The man's had a stellar career as a player. That is no guarantee of success in management. We could all list a whole succession of great players who are failures as managers, but he has brought in solid, reliable players. For 2 years, Rangers have had iffy signings, which has resulted in iffy form, and Celtic, as Steven Gerrard said at the outset, have had it their own way. But I do think that there's an all-round reliability about the players who have been brought in. They now must hit the ground running, because Celtic surely will. Celtic want 10 in a row. They're going for 8 in the season that's just around the corner. So that's why I think we are in for a fantastic season. And again, I stand by what I said. I think the title is the business of Celtic, the holders, and Rangers, the potential challengers. It's no one else's affair. I will happily wipe the egg off my face if that is not the case, but I do believe we are in for an epic, memorable season.
I'm sure if it's not the case, we'll have plenty of people reminding you come the end of the season, as we always
do. They're most terribly welcome.
And of course, you know, Rangers fans turning out in their droves tonight. What do you think they'll be most excited to see?
Probably Steven Gerrard coming down the tunnel. Because as I say, Bury, if Mark Warburton was still Rangers manager and Rangers were playing Bury tonight at Ibrox, what do you think the crowd would be? It would be nothing like 40,000 plus. So the Rangers fans are galvanised. They have been watching games, particularly against Celtic, through the cracks in their fingers for 2 years. Now they believe that they have the makings of something. It's up to Steven Gerrard, Gary McAllister and the Rangers players to show that is the case. But I just have this gut feeling that we are in for an epic season.
In for an epic season, you think, but it is early days, of course. They've only had one pre-season friendly.
Yep.
This is only their second. Straight into competitive action next week. A lot of new signings that need to gel in. Do you feel like that's a problem?
Of course, you know, when you have a collection of players who are unused to each other. But by the time the season starts, they will be gelling together. Incidentally, I'm not ruling out Celtic. Don't let anyone think that. I think Celtic will bring John McGinn in before the start of the season. I think going for eight in a row, players like Lewis Morgan brought to the club. We've had Scott Sinclair this week assuring everyone that he'll be the Scott Sinclair who lit up his first season at Celtic Park. There's so much about Celtic to be enthused about if you're a Celtic supporter. That's why, Andrew, I just feel that from both sides of the city, we can rely on genuine competition.
Another thing that I think a lot of Rangers fans will be looking towards tonight is, of course, Lee Wallace is still in dispute with the club. He was the club captain, so Rangers are currently without a club captain. Do you feel that whoever wears the armband tonight, that will be a good indicator of who Steven Gerrard wants to be his captain for the upcoming season?
Probably. They could certainly use that inspirational figure. Celtic have it in Scott Brown. You know, when Scott Brown is on top form, Celtic are on top form. He has been the talisman for Celtic for 10 years now. So Rangers need that kind of talismanic figure. They need the go-to guy. Celtic have him. He's still there. He's still the captain. Rangers are looking for one.
And in terms, you know, you look at the amount of false starts that Rangers have had since they got back up to the top division. They can't afford to have another.
Well, you know, part of the excitement for me is that we'll have Rangers at Pittodrie, first weekend of the season, Celtic at home to Livingston on the Saturday, Rangers at Pittodrie the following day. We'll barely be into the season before on September 2nd we'll have Celtic playing Rangers at Celtic Park. So there'll be no time to catch your breath. Just be very careful, because from August the 4th until May 2019 it'll be hell for leather.
And straight in to the qualifiers next week. It's just good to have competitive football back, isn't it?
Horrible journey for Celtic, but bear in mind that their Armenian opponents have a horrible journey back to Glasgow to meet a side who are intent on getting that Champions League money once again. It's the last place Celtic would want to go, but they have the players to make light of it.
They do. Going back to Rangers, we've, you know, seven signings so far. There's a few others that are in the pipeline that we've seen. Steven Gerrard, clearly, when he came to the club, has seen the players that were there. He thinks, you know, I need to bring in some of my own people here. How much revamping did the squad need, and how much does it need, do you feel, from now going forward?
I think if you're a top-class pro like Steven Gerrard, and indeed Gary McAllister, and you've examined the last couple of years at Rangers, and in particular the games against Celtic, because Celtic will always be the benchmark for Rangers, and Rangers will be the benchmark for Celtic, and a stronger Rangers more so. So he's looked at the performances against Celtic, and he has seen weakness. He has seen a lack of fitness compared to Celtic's fitness. He has seen a side who, even when they have 11 men and Celtic have 10, still can't see the game out and Celtic win at Ibrox. So he has had to make all of those signings, Andrew. He's had to radically overhaul the side, because the one he had was never going to beat Celtic.
And although many fans will say, you know, they'd rather not see Rangers up competing at the top of the table. Do you feel that it is good for Scottish football to have, you know, that competition up instead of Celtic, you know, running away with it as they have done over the past few years?
Well, you know, all credit to Derek McInnes and to Aberdeen for being the best of the rest for 4 years in a row. But Celtic and Rangers are the cornerstones of Scottish football, and that's with no disrespect to anyone else, because Hibs under Neil Lennon are doing a fantastic job, and Stevie Mallon's gone to Hibs today and he'll be a great signing. We'll talk about him later. There are many good things. Stevie Clark signing an extension to his contract at Rugby Park, he's been a breath of fresh air, not only for the club at Rugby Park but for Scottish football as a whole. So there are many, many things to be enthused about, but I think it will be a fight between Celtic and Rangers. Celtic, undeniably strong, solid, dependable, seven in a row, invincibles, who then do the double treble, who are looking at the triple treble. So much to be excited about, Andrew.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Well, this is another thing to get excited about. We're getting our first contestant on the line tonight for £5,000 Fan, and it is Callum in Saltcoats. Callum?
Hi, how are we doing?
Good, thanks. How are you feeling going into £5,000 Fan?
Not bad. I've still got a score of six, I think, but I'll give it a go.
Have you been playing along throughout the week?
Yeah, I think scores about 3 or 4, so it doesn't go too well, but we'll have a laugh, see what happens.
3 or 4, but maybe you'll hit peak form tonight.
Listen, all that fresh air in Saltcoats, I love Saltcoats, my holiday destination as a child. So you're a lucky man, Callum. Let's see how you do.
Let's see how you do indeed. 30 seconds on the clock as usual to answer as many questions correctly as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass or give it a guess. You never know, you might get it right. Aim of the game is to stay on the leaderboard. How does that sound to you, Callum?
Okay, see what happens. Give it a go.
Let's see what happens. What was the score between France and Uruguay earlier?
2-0.
Who did Luis Suarez play with before joining Liverpool?
Pass.
Which Italian side did David Beckham play on loan at in the 2009 and 10?
Can you repeat that, sorry?
Which Italian side did David Beckham play on loan at? Which league in England did Bury play in?
League One.
Slam dunk is a term used in which sport?
Tennis.
Which team has won the FA Cup most?
Man U.
You got an answer in, but was it the right answer? We'll get round to that now. A nice recent question to start off. What was the score between France and Uruguay earlier on?
Yeah,
2-0 it was. Hugh, we saw the second goal.
Yeah. Well, it's been since the Champions League final when Liverpool's goalkeeper had a howler and then said that he was concussed. We've had Willy Caballero at the World Cup having a howler. And the poor old Uruguay goalkeeper joined the club today, so it is the loneliest position of all. The only thing I would say in his defence, the ball did look as if it changed direction.
It was not the best display of goalkeeping we've seen, but there's been a few howlers. We're used to them in Scottish football, to be fair. Ajax was the team that Luis Suarez played for before Liverpool. Ajax. AC Milan was, of course, the side David Beckham played on loan at in 2009 and 2010. You went for League One for Bury.
I gave it away in the intro. League Two.
League Two, it is indeed. Slam dunk is a term used in which sport?
Basketball.
It is basketball. I think you just had the tennis fever from Wimbledon there, Callum. And and which team has won the most FA Cups?
My guess, Arsenal.
And Arsenal would have been correct. So, Callum, that's a 2.
Oh, well, at least it wasn't a 0.
At least it wasn't a 0,
exactly. You always get the beach at Saltcoats, Callum.
Oh, aye.
Well, thank you very much to Callum. He was taking the positives anyway. At least it wasn't a 0.
I'm trying to do my best for the Saltcoats Tourist Board, and Callum's having a laugh.
Well, if you think you can do better than a 3, head to Clyde1.com where you can find all the information and instructions you need to register. Or if Twitter is your thing, find us there at ClydeSSB. Go to our pinned tweet and you'll find all the information there. Another 2 chances for you to get involved later on tonight, and still 2 weeks left. 3 at the top of the leaderboard on a 7. It is a tough score to beat you.
Listen, plenty of nights of 5 grand fan to go. There's a 7 out there, I know there is.
Well, make sure to get involved, or if you want to chat about Scottish football, 0141 951 1025 is the number, or you can tweet us at Clyde SSB. When we look at this game tonight between Rangers and Bury, because there's a competitive game so soon, but they haven't played that many pre-season games, do you feel that this will be more of a sort of training exercise and he'll be testing players out, or do you feel that he'll be trying to get that competitive nature into the team straight away?
Yes, I do. I think Steven Gerrard is not about dress rehearsals or anything other than full blown, full throttled, red blooded, all out football, and he'll want that. In particular tonight, given the size of the crowd, they are looking for a statement of intent from Rangers. I know it's pre-season, I know it's a League 2 side. I do repeat, if it had been Bury playing at Ibrox under Pedro Caixinha or Mark Warburton, no one would have cared or even gone along. But they're there to see Rangers start as they mean to go on, and that's the pressure that Steven Gerrard and the players are under tonight.
Fitness seems to be the one thing that the players are coming out and saying that Steven Gerrard, you know, was drilling into them. Do you feel like that was an issue last season, or do you just feel that like this is the, you know, the style of play that Steven Gerrard is wanting to implement will, you know, need the players at peak fitness?
Both. You know, he's had a look, and he's already on record as saying the first thing that struck him in the matches against Celtic was that Celtic were so much fitter. He's also not only brought in plenty of players, Steven Gerrard, but he's brought in plenty of backroom people who will attend to fitness and to diet and to all the things that make up the modern day game. Again, Rangers were overtaken by Celtic in that department when Brendan Rodgers came in, and now Rangers are following their example and they're getting the fitness right, because everything will stem from that and, of course, ability.
Well, coming up after the break, we'll be talking all things Celtic in the second part. That's coming up after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly.
Hugh Keevans here with me, Andrew McLean, on Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 Grand Fan. Coming up, we'll get another couple of contestants on the line to play 5 Grand Fan, see if they can get on the leaderboard. But first of all, let's turn our attentions to Celtic. Of course, Dedryck Boyata, his Belgium side, are taking on Brazil tonight in the World Cup quarter-finals as they battle it out for a place in the last four. He was doing well at the start of the tournament, Hugh. He started all three group games. He watched from the bench, however, in the last 16 against Japan it was, in a 3-2 win. He's on the bench again tonight, but it's good to see Scottish Premiership players, you know, representing their nation at such a big tournament.
Without question. And it's a shame that Mikael Lustig misses out for Sweden against England tomorrow because of suspension. So they are flying the flag for Scotland, if you like, since we're incapable of flying it for ourselves. And good luck to them both. Dedryck Boyata had a decent opening to the World Cup, but he would acknowledge that if it's a choice between him and Vincent Kompany, it's Vincent Kompany.
And Mikael Lustig, of course, is suspended for the quarterfinals against England. But another player in there, there's five other players that finished the season in the Scottish Premiership that have already been knocked out. So plenty of interest, despite the fact that we've not made it to a major tournament in 20 years, which is a bit disappointing. But of course, we're talking about Celtic in this part, and we've got a man that wants to talk about that. It's Alec in Parkhead. Alec?
Hi, how we doing? How we doing, Hugh?
Great.
You're doing a good job trying to talk up Rangers for this league,
I'm not talking up Rangers, I'm talking up our game and looking forward to an epic season. While talking about Rangers, I've expressed the view that they have so far to go to catch Celtic, and I've made all the comparisons that the players had to be signed because Celtic have had Rangers as their plaything for 2 years. I've praised Scott Brown, I've done everything. But you're deaf to that bit, Alec.
Right, sure. Obviously, you're talking about, you know, this season again, the Rangers fans at Parkhead and at Ibrox will be looking through their fingers trying to watch the game, because Rangers are filling their team as they've done for the last 4 or 5 years with numbers. They're just slinging numbers in. Celtic, year on year, fill a team with quality, there is a massive difference. Massive difference.
Well, Alec, we'll wait until games are played and then we can discuss it. I just think that from this distance, it has the look of a proper competition about it, where Celtic and Rangers are concerned. It's just been a one-sided non-event for the last obviously, 2 years.
Obviously, I think that what people should be saying, Hugh, is Rangers should be trying to cement second or third place. Now, whether they think that that's not good enough for them, it is the way it is. Celtic are where they are. Rangers are where they are. So if they can try and cement second or third place, then maybe they can start to look at the top of the hill and see if they can catch Celtic. But everybody and their granny knows Celtic are miles and miles and miles
apart from Rangers. And I have made that point. I'm just saying that there's a reliability about the players that Rangers have brought in now, whereas before, under Mark Warburton and Pedro Caixinha in particular, there were all sorts brought in who were clearly unfit for purpose. You never know in this game. As I say, I am not for one moment suggesting that there will be any blip where Celtic are concerned, Alec. But do you remember Martin O'Neill's first season?
Yes.
Do you remember what happened before Martin came? The season
there was
before?
Yes. But sure, there was a Rangers, lot of money back
Rangers,
then.
Rangers beat Celtic the season before by the length of Circuit Hall Street. Mm-hmm. And then Martin came in and in his first season beat Rangers by the length of Circuit Hall Street to win the title.
Have you heard any more on the John McGinn situation?
I haven't seen his mammy in Asda for a while, so I'll need to catch up with her. I have always said on this programme, I think John McGinn would be an outstanding signing for Celtic. I can understand why Celtic have been as cagey as they have been with the £1.5 million offer, because they could get John McGinn on a pre-contract next January and Hibs would get nothing. So there's no need for Celtic to go offering mad money to get John McGinn. But it will take more, obviously, than the 1.5 that they have bid so far. But I think he would be an outstanding Celtic player.
Alec, is John McGinn a player you'd like to see in a Celtic shirt?
I would love to see John McGinn in a Celtic shirt, because he's going to be different for anybody that's there. And I think that he can be one that can be there for a long time. And also another thing, if Celtic offer £2 million or £2.5 million, it's going to go to Hibs. Then after that, St Mirren get a kick on. So the money stays within Scottish football. And I've always said that I like when my team goes and gives another Scottish team money, because we can then start to filter that through other clubs in Scotland.
Yeah, but it's a cynical old business, you know. And Peter Lawwell runs Celtic very, very prudently and very cleverly. And he doesn't need me to tell him that if Hibs were to play hardball and Celtic didn't want to go to the kind of financial outlay that Hibs wanted them to do, then Celtic would just wait until January.
Well, thank you to Alec in Parkhead for getting involved. 0141 951 1025 is the number if you want to give us a call, or tweet us at ClydeSSB. Hugh, we were talking about Boyata and Lustig at the World Cup. They're players that have come under criticism from those in the media and supporters as well. How do you see their Celtic futures?
If Celtic were to get an offer for Dedrick Boyata on the back of his displays in the World Cup, I think they'd be sorely tempted to take it, because he has not committed to any long-term extension to his contract. So that for me would be good business on Celtic's part if they get an offer. Mikael Lustig has played very well for Celtic. He's been an outstanding signing. Perhaps some Celtic fans feel that he may be getting to the end of the road at Celtic Park. We'll have to see when he comes back from the World Cup, and it'll be some time before he comes back, because he, like Dedrick Boyata, will need time to recover.
And although there has been that criticism for Celtic defensively, they only conceded 25 goals in a league which was by far and away the best in the Scottish Premiership last season. So is that criticism justified?
You know, there was sloppiness along the way, and Celtic, either in the form of players or Brendan Rodgers, would be the first to concede that there was sloppiness last season. There were 10 draws, there were 4 defeats, That came to a loss of 32 points. The season before, Celtic had dropped only 8 points. Therefore, they were 400% worse off than they were the season before. That has to be addressed, and it will be.
And of course, these players as well won't have really had much of a rest at all going away for the World Cup. There was this debate, obviously, with the Scotland players that had gone to Peru and Mexico. Even more different for these players, you know, Boyata, Rogic, Lustig, because they've been playing for, you know, if they make it to a final, that's a month of football when they could have been off.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the modern day game, and players have to accept that. It's the worst of all worlds when UEFA decide that the Champions League has to be extended by one round where qualification is concerned, and the beginning of that new rule coincides with a World Cup year. So Celtic have to negotiate four rounds in order to qualify for the Champions League, and some of their players are still over in Russia involved in the World Cup. The worst of all worlds, but absolutely unavoidable.
And some of the players, of course, will be over in Ireland tomorrow. They face Shamrock Rovers in a friendly. That'll be Celtic's fifth pre-season friendly. They had four over in Austria, two in one day even. So you'd think they've got plenty of minutes under their belt in pre-season going into their Alaskert tie on Tuesday.
Well, Brendan Rodgers has described it as the roadshow. And they'll have a great time in Ireland tomorrow. The Irish Celtic support will be thrilled to seeing the team there. But then these things are not a carnival. They're there to put some steel into the players before they have to go to Armenia, because from the word go, you know, we all remember what happened to Gordon Strachan in Bratislava in his first game as Celtic manager. He lost 5 goals and Celtic couldn't catch up in it at the return leg in Celtic Park. So when they go to Armenia, the serious heads go on.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Time to get our second contestant of the night on, and it's Ian in Falkirk. Ian?
Evening, guys. How are you?
Good evening. How are you feeling going into £5,000 Fan? Are you confident?
No, I wouldn't say confident.
No. I mean, surely positivity is the name of the game here. Go in. Confidence. You know, if it's riding high, then surely you've got a chance.
Well, Ian's just waiting to see the questions and see how tough they are. Good luck, Ian.
Thank you, Hugh.
You're a Celtic fan as well. What have you made of Celtic's pre-season preparations?
Yeah, it's gone all right. I would like to see a couple of more players coming in. But as Hugh says, defensively, and then maybe some of the more creative players. Never really worked out with Masonda last season, so I think that would be a good space to fill this season.
Long way to go in the transfer window, Ian. Long way.
Yep.
Well, as for £5,000 Fan, 30 seconds on the clock as usual to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass, or at least give it a guess. You never know, you might get it right. And the aim of the game is to stay on the leaderboard until finals week. How does that sound, Ian?
It sounds good.
Good stuff. Well, let's just get straight into it. Yep. Stephen Naismith has rejoined Hearts on loan from which side?
Norwich.
Who is the only French Ligue 1 team not from France?
Monaco.
Which city are Benfica based in?
Lisbon.
Which Scottish Championship team has received £600,000 donation for their academy?
Pass.
Who is the captain of Belgium's national side?
Company.
Which French club did Eden Hazard join Chelsea from?
Paris Saint-Germain.
Cardiff and which other team play in the Severnside derby?
Swansea.
How do you think he got on, Hugh?
Hey, that's a good performance, Ian.
Thank you, Hugh.
How are you feeling, Ian?
Okay.
Let's go through this. I think Ian's a close call.
We'll have a read through now. Stephen Naismith has rejoined Hearts on loan from which English side? You got that one. Norwich. Good start for you there. And you made it 2 out of 2. Monaco, of course, the only French Ligue 1 team not from France. They're, of course, from the Principality of Monaco, surprisingly enough. Which city are Benfica based in? Clearly, Lisbon. Your geography's good. Yep. Lisbon, 3 for 3 there. But unfortunately, this is where it started to go downhill. Which Scottish Championship team has received a £600,000 donation for their academy? You passed on that one.
Partick Thistle.
It is indeed Partick Thistle. Who is the captain of the Belgian national side? You went for Vincent Kompany, was it you went for?
Hazard, isn't it?
It is Hazard. It is Eden Hazard. So unfortunately you didn't get that one right. And then there was a bit of a hint in the next question, because it was Eden Hazard joined Chelsea from which club? Which French club? You said PSG, but it's Lille. And the final question, Cardiff and which other team play in the Severnside Derby? You went for Swansea. I see what you were going for there in terms of, you know, geography. Two Welsh teams.
Is it Bristol?
It is. It's Bristol City.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, Ian, that's a three.
No, no problem.
Not a bad effort at all from Ian, but if you think you can do better than him, well, head to Clyde1.com. You'll find all the information there you need to register, or if Twitter is your thing, at ClydeSSB, you'll find us. Go to the pinned tweet and you'll be able to register there. 2 weeks left, as we said, but I don't know if you saw this on Twitter earlier, Hugh. There was a few pictures being posted up by Celtic fans of their season tickets.
Yeah.
And the colours of things has been quite a topical subject in the past 2 days.
Yep.
Blue season tickets for Celtic. Some of them, not all of them, but some of them are blue, and it's not gone down too well on Twitter.
Lee Griffiths wears blue boots, and he's 2 off 100 goals for Celtic. So do they want the goals taken off him that were scored with his blue boots on? I like to think that we're trying to be a mature country. If Celtic's season ticket boot is blue, so what? If Celtic win 8 in a row, will it matter to the supporters that the season ticket is blue? Just be mature. These things are not important. In the grand scheme of things, it's simply unimportant.
I do remember a few years ago as well, there was some people on Twitter talking about Barry Mackay's green boots that he was wearing. So it seems to be something that's sticking around for a good while. It's just colours.
When Pedro Caixinha banned the green boots, everyone rightly laughed at him, because it's nonsensical. He was trying to ingratiate himself with the Rangers supporters. It's nonsensical. You're trying to have a mature 21st century country here. I don't care what colour the Rangers third strip is. It really doesn't bother me at all. And I don't care that Celtic season ticket for a certain part of the ground is blue. As I say, if Celtic win 8 in a row, will anyone return their season ticket? Don't think so.
Could you see Steven Gerrard banning green boots?
No, because Steven Gerrard's a properly developed grown-up. And he'll just get on with this.
Well, after the break, we'll be talking about Hearts and Hibs making their moves in the transfer window today. That's coming up after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Hugh Keevans here with me, Andrew McLean, on the final part of Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan tonight. Coming up, of course, we'll get the final contestant on the line, but let's have a look at some of the news elsewhere in the Premiership. A couple of signings through in Edinburgh today, Hugh. We'll start with Hibs. They've signed Stevie Mallon. He's making his return to Scottish football. He's joined Hibs on a 4-year deal from Barnsley. He impressed at St Mirren, Hugh, but didn't quite get going at Barnsley.
Well, that can happen, but he's a very good player, and I think Neil Lennon will be delighted with that piece of business, because he's lost Dylan McGeoch. I would say the chances are he'll lose John McGinn to Celtic. So Stevie Mallon will come in with a heavy responsibility, but he's a very good player.
And of course there's Scott Allen as well, who was on loan at Hibs last season. He's now back at Celtic.
I wouldn't, this is guesswork on my part, no inside information. I just think that while the John McGinn business is unresolved, Scott Allen could yet go back to Easter Road.
Stevie Mallon certainly sort of fits that, the dynamic nature of the midfielders that Neil Lennon had. When you look at that trio he had in the centre of midfield last season, McGeoch, McGinn, Allen, all very, dynamic players. Lots of movement in there. Stevie Mallon looks as if he just slot in there seamlessly.
Well, you spoke about Stevie having gone down to England and not hitting it off. Who better exemplifies that than Neil Lennon, who was sensational as Celtic manager, went down to England, made a bad choice, came back to Hibs and has had a terrific time. He's made a real team out of Hibs. He's galvanised the supporters. It's once again a terrific place to visit, Easter Road. I just think the dynamic is good, and Stevie Mallon adds to that.
And it'll be good to see a young Scottish player who we've seen definitely has the talent in him just wasn't able to show it down south, or wasn't really given the opportunity to show it down south, get more game time and progress.
Yeah. Hibs play a brand of football that Stevie Mallon will enjoy. He'll thrive on the place. So I look forward to seeing Hibs in the new season, and with Stephen Naismith back at Hearts. That's a good one for Craig Levein. I've been a little perplexed by what's going on at Hearts. You know, they seem to have got rid of an entire team, minus Lafferty and Naismith, and brought in another one. So we'll see how all that works out. I don't think even Hearts supporters could tell you the names of all the players they've signed this season, close season.
11 players they've brought in now, which is quite incredible. But, you know, Craig Levein clearly wasn't happy with the squad he had last season.
Well, the Hearts supporters in places weren't happy with the squad they were looking at. There were real highs and lows in that Hearts season. And, Craig made the mistake of talking about the natural order, which really upset Neil Lennon and the Hibs players, and that they went on about their business becoming the number one side in Edinburgh. So that's the task that confronts Craig Levein and all of the new signings, plus Stephen Naismith.
One of the things that strikes me, going back to the Stevie Mallon deal, is, you know, Hibs have paid a fee for him, believed to be just under £200,000. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Aberdeen reportedly had a bid rejected for a Doncaster striker, John Marquis, of around £400,000 to £500,000, which was the fee that was quoted. Is it good for you seeing that clubs out with Celtic, out with Rangers, that are now in a position where they can go out and spend money on players instead of relying on loans and free transfers?
You know, it won't be that many players. The money will not be exotic by general standards. But yeah, for a time, our transfer market was absolutely dead, Celtic apart. You know, Celtic could spend millions on a single player. But there are encouraging signs. And even, you know, relegated Partick Thistle, they get, I know they have this magnificent benefactor in Colin Weir, Euro lottery winner. But it's great to see the club, another £600,000 devoted to Partick Thistle rearing their own players. So many things to be positive about. You know, our first caller tonight, Alex, spoke about me talking up Rangers. I'm talking up the game. And a resurgent Rangers will be good for the game, as a resurgent Hibs is good for the game, as a resurgent Kilmarnock under Stevie Clark, undoubtedly good for the game.
You talk about all these sides, it looks as if the top six could be a bit crowded come this season.
Hopefully. You know, I'm hoping that from August the 4th, when Celtic unfurl the flag, and August the 5th, when Rangers go to Pittodrie for what could not be a better opener for Stevie Gerrard, I just hope that we have the season that I think we're in for.
And then looking towards the other end of the table, you know, two sides promoted this season. How do you rate their chances?
Livingston, I think, under Kenny Miller, have the harder job. I think St Mirren under Alan Stubbs will believe that they can, at the very worst, take part in the playoffs. Hamilton Accies, every season, someone will say they're candidates for relegation. And yeah, they're candidates for relegation.
Well, Hugh said it. They seem to prove everyone wrong every year. Will they do it again this year? Only time will tell, but it's time to get into this.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Our third and final contestant of the night is Alan from Dumbarton. Alan?
Hi there.
Are you feeling confident?
Not at all. I usually get about 3 or 4, so we'll see how it goes.
I think that's exactly, pretty much word for word, what Ian said when he came on our second caller tonight. And he got a 3. So,
well, I tell you, I wish it was his questions.
See, there you are. You're quietly confident there, Alan. It's all about the questions, so good luck to you.
Did you play along on Ian's questions?
I did. I got 4. I nearly got 5, but I took too much time, so.
Right, well, a 6 gets you on the leaderboard. 7 will put you joint top. So,
oh, that'll be a miracle, so we'll see.
Who knows? Who knows? Well, 30 seconds on the clock as usual to answer as many questions correctly as you can. You can pass or guess, of course. And the aim of the game is to stay on that leaderboard until finals week. You don't sound as if you you feel like you're going to be on that leaderboard, but I think it's time for you to prove us all wrong.
Right, we'll see.
We will see. Here we go. Before joining Livingston, how many Scottish clubs had Kenny Miller played for?
Three.
Who did England face in the World Cup tomorrow?
Sweden.
Which Spanish club did David De Gea join Manchester United from?
Atletico Madrid.
What year did Ryan Giggs end his playing career?
2009.
Which London club did Dimitar Berbatov play for before joining Manchester United?
Fulham.
What year did Rangers play Zenit in the UEFA Cup final?
2008.
Which country does CSKA Sofia and Slavia Sofia play for?
Bulgaria.
You got that one in on the final whistle. And I tell you what, not a bad effort.
Yeah, yeah. The pessimism was not justified, Alan.
Well,
that's all about the questions.
Yep.
How do you feel it went?
Maybe four, maybe five, I'm lucky.
Let's have a look through. Well, before joining Livingston, how many Scottish clubs had Kenny Miller played for? You went for three.
Hibs, Rangers, Celtic.
And a loan spell at Stenhouse Muir.
Oh.
Which is the one that's always going to catch you out. That's a tough one. So it was four, unfortunately. You then got on the leaderboard. England, of course, face Sweden tomorrow in the World Cup. And you made it two. Atletico Madrid was the club that David De Gea joined Manchester United from. And you went for 2009 as the year Ryan Giggs ended his playing career. What do you think, Hugh?
Guess for me, 2015.
Well, Hugh is closer. 2014. 2014, unfortunately. Which London club did Dimitar Berbatov play for before joining Manchester United? That was, of course, Tottenham. You went for Fulham, didn't you?
Oh, I was just thinking of the white studs there.
Close. Which year did Rangers play Zenit in the UEFA Cup final? That was indeed 2008. And you got the country. Good geography knowledge there. CSK Sofia and Slavia Sofia play in Bulgaria. And that is a five. Oh. So close. So close to the leaderboard. But unfortunately, you've just missed out, Alan.
Nearly. Kenny Miller's fault.
Kenny Miller's fault. Well, there we are.
Stenhouse Muir's fault. What are they doing signing him?
Yes, well, a good loan spell, I believe. I think it was 8 goals in 11 games he got there. So not bad at all, but clearly not a memorable one for Alan. If you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com. You'll find all the relevant information there on how you can register. Or if you prefer Twitter, find us on there. We are at ClydeSSB. Go to the pinned tweet and it's all there for you. But that's it for tonight's show. My thanks to Hugh Keevans for joining me, Andrew McLean, on Super Scoreboard's £5,000 Fan. The search continues on Monday with just 2 weeks left to get yourself involved in £5,000 Fan. A score of 6 is required to get on the leaderboard. If you think you can do it, of course, as I said, head to Clyde1.com to register or find us on Twitter. Don't go anywhere though. As always, it's GBX Friday up next.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly.